Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is day 24 of the dog days of podcasting. And I am on my way to the chiropractor, so I thought I'd try to record in the car. We'll see if this works. The last time I tried, it didn't work because Boss Jock hates me. anyway, today was kind of like Christmas for me. I got a package from my sister. She had sent up a bunch of things that have been accumulating in the United States for me, which was really nice. And my mom threw my birthday present in there, which was really nice. My mom bought or sectioned away or something. She got a bunch of pearls at a pretty good rate. And she's got them at her jeweler. And every time somebody has a milestone, she gives them a pearl or some pearls or something like that. And it's been mostly going to some of my nieces and things, which is nice. But she designed with the jeweler a pair of drop earrings. So there's two pearls on each earring on little silver chains. I think they're silver. They might be. They got to be silver. So I've got a pair of those, and they are lovely, absolutely gorgeous. And the pearls are really nice. They have this, almost a silvery quality to them, which is interesting. The pearls that I have for my neck, I've got one pair that are very creamy. And one pair that are slightly, one chain that is kind of a creamy pearl, and another chain that is kind of a, not pink pearls, because that is a different thing, but there's a slight pink hue to them. And then I have a pair of drop earrings that I got, oh gosh, I must have been like 18 years old or something. It was another milestone. And they're the very white that you expect, and they have a little emerald on top. And then my husband got me some salt water pearls for our anniversary 1 year, and those always have their own interesting thing. And I'm going on and on about pearls, but it's interesting that white pearls have so many different slight color tints to them. You know, they're all white, but there's a slight hue, and I'm sure that many other people don't even notice these things, but it's one of these things. As an artist, I notice color, and every time I've taken one of those color tests, while my vision may not be great, my color acuity is amazing, and I see lots more colors than the average person. So that's kind of neat. Of course, it makes me wonder, does that mean that when I'm painting, are people seeing the color changes that I'm putting in there? Or is it just me? It doesn't matter. It's just me. If it's just me. My opinion on art and painting is art is about the artist during the creation of the piece. Once it is created, the art is then about the viewer. And so what the artist intended is irrelevant to the viewer. While it can be interesting to figure out what did an artist mean or think or what was going on while they created the piece, when it comes down to it, all that matters is the viewer's experience. So if somebody says, well, I don't understand art and I can't talk about it, well, yes, you can, because your experiences and your experience with the art, that's all that really matters. Because me telling you, well, I was thinking about my grandmother when I painted this, isn't going to matter to how you experience the art. Anyway, off the soapbox. So I got those, and I got some leggings that I had ordered, which is awesome. And my sister got me a pair of leggings, which are great. And they've got Kermit's all over them, and I'm very happy. And I finally got my copy of Alone from Scott Sigler. I had ordered it. I don't remember why I ordered it. I often try to make sure that when I order on release day, that however I'm ordering is going to help rankings on bestseller lists, and often you do better ordering in the United States to help with those rankings than you do in Canada. And I'm pretty sure that that had something to do with it. So I had ordered that so long ago that I didn't even remember where it was coming to. When it didn't come to Canada, I was like, oh, it went to my address in the States. I'll just have to wait. And so I finally got it, and I'm very excited because, yay, I love the Alive series, or the Generations trilogy, I think it's called. It rivals my favorite of Sigler's work. Nocturnal is my favorite, and I'm still trying to decide which one wins. Is it Alive or is it Nocturnal? Because the Generations trilogy is such a departure from the things that he's written, and it really shows how he's grown as an author. I mean, there's a lot of things. I like Sigler's writing. I love Sigler the person. You know, Scott and I have known each other for years and years. There are things that about his writing that I've not been a fan of, and watching him progress has been amazing. It's really neat to be able to see an author change their voice and their style in positive ways, and I think it's wild. And I think that Alone, the Alive series rather, is an example of how far he's come. And I don't know, I think it's exciting when you follow an author, when you read multiple works, if you can see progression. I think one of the things that I loved about the Harry Potter books is as J.K. wrote those books, not only, and this is the genius of the Harry Potter books, not only does the reading level age up with Harry, and when they were being released, it ages up with the reader, but J.K.'s writing ability improves as she continues to write the series. And I think that that is fantastic. So that was awesome. Anyway, so I got a bunch of really cool things that I had been waiting on, things that I had bought, things that people had bought me. So it was like Christmas today, and it was a blast. I enjoyed myself. It gave me a little boost. Deadpool. I can't believe I didn't talk about Deadpool last year, but I don't remember when Deadpool came out, so we'll give that a little pass. Deadpool is among my top five favorite comic book movies. I love that movie so much because it was done so well. And unfortunately, in order to get it, Fox had to fail so hard by sewing Wade Wells' mouth shut in that horrible Wolverine movie that nobody liked it. It was just a shampoo commercial. And Ryan Reynolds had to really fight to get it where it was. And the only reason the movie ever came out is they were leaking footage. And I am so happy. And Deadpool has changed how people make movies. They realize, oh my gosh, we can put out our ratings. People will go. And we can be funny and break rules, and people will like it. And it's important that you got your characters right and you've got your story right. And that's all you... good acting, good directing, all of those things go hand in hand. But get your characters and your story, and you can do whatever you want. You can have talking raccoons. You can have pegging. You can have, Leslie Uggams as a drug addict. I mean, you can do whatever you want, which still cracks me up. And I think I'm like the only person who is still amazed that Leslie Uggams was playing a drug addict and amazed by her role. And so many people I talk to are like, who? And anybody who knows who she is like, I'm not watching Deadpool. Anyway, it was great. I loved it. It is true to the character. The breaking the fourth wall is fantastic. I am constantly quoting it. And yeah, so, and it's proof that you can do a movie right. I think what works with these comic book movies and any fandom affiliated movies is the people behind the scenes, they really need to be fans. If you can be a fan of what you're doing, you're going to succeed. And, I'm skeeching through a yellow. And that's what you need to do. So that is my advice to you. Be a fan, then make the movie. Today is the 24th. If you are in Canada, go to A&W and get, I think it's a teen burger, or just donate while you're there. It's going to help support MS. This might be a little too late. I don't know when I'll get this uploaded, but yeah, go to A&W. If you're not in Canada, if you're in the U.S. or somewhere else, just go to the MS Society and donate. Because there's a lot of people living with MS, and those donations help with treatment and services and everything else that they need. But what am I pairing with Deadpool? Well, of course, I'm going to pair a chimichanga. Now, I do not make chimichangas myself. I order them. And so I'm going to not give you any special recipe this time. But yes, go, enjoy, have a chimichanga, and watch your Deadpool. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.